Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Time like, whoa, rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo, can't believe I finally made it, my Matsuri celebrated, golden week, hold it down with my cho, E-Tank it out of, let's hit Yamada, Denki, big smile, I feel good. Yo, minasan, genki desu ka?
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Japanese Manga Sensei Podcast, where I, John Sensei, break down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less every single day, 365 days a year. Today, we're talking about something a little bit simpler. The past 3 days, we've talked about something, actually, past probably 4 days, we talked about things that are somewhat intense and kind of hard to understand. That was, we talked about Japanese tenses, as well as Japanese bases when talking about Japanese verbs. If you're unfamiliar with these terms, make sure to go back and listen to those episodes. However, today we're going to talk about exception verbs. You may have remembered in a previous episode last week, I talked about Chinese-based words versus Japanese-based words. These two verbs are verbs that are differentiated by the word or meaning suru. Suru is an exception verb. It's actually one of the few exception verbs. There are verbs that simply, what I call liar verbs, which are verbs that seem like ichidan verbs, but are actually godan verbs. Verbs like this, for example, are the word kiru, which it means to cut. Kiru would seem to be a ichidan verb because it's written K-I-R-I. Kiri, kiru. However, it's actually a godan verb. But this isn't exactly what I'm talking about. There are three specific verbs in Japanese that are not like other verbs in Japanese. These three verbs are iku, kuru, and suru. These three exception verbs always seem to stick out like a sore thumb in Japanese, and they're often confused because they're also so important and so commonly used. Iku means to go, kuru means to come, and suru is what we use when we use foreign, not foreign words, but Chinese or Sino-Japanese words. Let me show you what I mean. The word benkyo suru means to study. Benkyo is the word for study, and suru simply makes it a verb. That's right. You can simply attach suru onto the end of any noun and it will become a verb. So I can camera, I can chair, I can pillow, and I can skateboard. All of these become verbs in Japanese. All you have to do is attach the exception verb suru onto the end of them. The tricky part about these verbs, however, is they conjugate slightly differently because they're neither ichidan nor godan verbs. If you like a full breakdown of these verbs, make sure to check out our website at manga-sensei.com. Completely 100% free, we're just trying to help you learn Japanese. I do this for fun, guys. However, this exception verb suru is so important that I wanted to make sure to dedicate a whole episode to it. This verb, suru, can go into the end, yes, of any verb, but some of them will sound funny. Like, it would sound funny to use the word to pillow. However, when verbs like benkyo suru, or, I don't know, unten suru, which means to drive, these verbs are actually two kanji put together. Unten, to drive, or benkyo, or any of the other words that could be one or even three or five kanji. But by putting suru on the end, I simply make it a verb. Conjugating these can also be somewhat tricky, so I'm going to break it down for you. If you go to our website, you can also check it out, but let's break it down here on the audio podcast so you that are listening in your car, wherever you're at, can also learn it. Suru and the five bases go like this. Base one becomes shi, like an ichidan verb. For base two, it also becomes shi. Base three is suru. This is where it starts to break off differently, however. Base 4 becomes shiro. Shiro. There is also another way to be use base 4 depending on how you're conjugating it. If you're conjugating it with an if or a ba, which we'll talk about in a different episode, you can conjugate to sureba. However, for the most part, when using command form Japanese, which is what base 4 is actually used for, it becomes shiro. Lastly is shiyo, which means let's verb, or it's base 5. I know this could seem so complicated, but again, you can always check it out on our website. And remember that suru is an exception verb, that it acts differently than other verbs in Japanese, which can be tricky, but I know you can master it. So remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So let's make some mistakes together, Mia-san. Until then, Jane. I'll catch you tomorrow. She getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, see me my sense. Chotto matte, couldn't find out, but she took it to my kiddo, and I'm not gonna kawaii. Say facts. I like that. You with me, you with me. Oh, dear son, you're cut up.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.